I write this in remembrance of my friend John Hamill. He was my debate partner for 2 years in high school and combined brilliance with an extraordinary work ethic. Although he earned a bachelor's and master's in 4 years at Northwestern and graduated with honors from Harvard Law School, he wasn't a silk stocking guy. Instead, he worked in legal aid, mostly fighting for housing for the poor and for people of color in Chicago. Johnny, we hardly knew you. John was also kind and outrageously funny. One day, when he and I were 16 or 17, we took my little sister Sheila, who was only about 10, to the neighborhood swim club. Sheila was already a pretty good little springboard diver, and she showed John how she could do a forward flip, then a backward, and of course her smooth dive in a pike position. For the past 3 weeks, I'd been gently encouraging her to climb up to the 3-meter diving board, and she'd been really wanting to do it. When John heard about this ambition, he was nonstop encouraging. He was boisterous. I was a little more gentle, and between the two of us, we talked her into the climb up those 10 or so steps. She edged her way to the end of the board and froze, knees literally knocking. Despite the 85-degree weather, she shivered and shifted back and forth, backed up, backed halfway down the stairs, then back up. She'd get to the edge of the board, lean, and pull back. John was a nonstop talking machine, and he tried every trick in the book. He would say, "I'm going to count backwards from 10, then you go." He would offer to take her McDonald's, pay her 10 bucks. He would say, "The worst thing that could happen is you'll die." He peppered her with things to lighten the mood or challenge or affirm her. And after what must seem like the most interminable time to her, I think it was literally 15 minutes, she lifted her arms for the 10th time, bent from the waist for the 3rd time, and fell those 10 feet, slicing into the water with hardly a splash. She bobbed up to John's raucous applause and screams, and with the biggest smile a human face can hold. Leading always involves a leap. I wish John could come to my class to encourage people to jump into the conversation. Like Sheila, they so often want to, yet it's really hard for many. I don't make light of the genuine anxiety that many people feel. And yet, the actual danger is infinitely smaller than the perceived risk. In leading, like in diving, thinking about leaping in or just dipping your toe usually makes it worse. Because if you miss this chance, you'll usually miss the next and the next. When people decide to jump in September or in their first months at a new job, then, like Sheila, they climb back up and do it again. They create a little habit. They may even get up on the 1-meter board, maybe even the 3-meter. But if they climb down off that board, if they sit at the edge and put their feet and legs in, they may never get all the way in. So whether you're at the beginning of your freshman semester, or you've been going to all company meetings or sitting council meetings for years, thinking you'd speak, but backing off from the podium, call on the great John Hamill. Laugh. Offer to buy yourself a Big Mac, count backwards from 10, tell your professor or manager to please call on you, just jump in. Even a belly smacker fades quickly enough. Sometimes you just gotta leap to lead with your best self.